This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome, everybody, back to the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the greatest, me, Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Only two of us in the room tonight, coming live from the desert, MCTP, Matt Cobb, the producer. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, man. I mean, I'm a world traveler now.
I know. I brushed up on my German, and then I forgot the stuff I learned, so.
I only knew, like, Guten Tag, right? It's like, hello, like, Guten Tag. And then Danke for like, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
But most Germans speak English. Some semblance of English, right? Because they all learn it like in grade school or something.
Okay.
So some of them can speak it pretty well. Some of them just kind of search for words. I'd say it's kind of like me and you, right? Like I took Spanish in high school. So yeah. I could know enough, I think. But like I couldn't hold a conversation.
Okay. And okay, so they're like you or I, like our level of Spanish, most likely for English, or a little bit better than that because it's Europe and it's a little bit more common,
right? And like they're Germans, especially that part of Germany and Bavaria. Like they all, that's what I'm saying. They all speak some of it, but like going to the grocery store in the little town we were in, like they did not speak much English. But like a lot of the waiters and stuff. And then like, you know me, like I was like talking to people and BSing and you'd meet some Germans that could speak really good English.
Yeah, you're right, dude. I remember that when we were in Amsterdam and then when we dipped into a grocery store, it was like, oh, there's no English anywhere here. Like obviously this is where the people just go day to day.
Right.
We got real turned around.
Yeah, trying to like, and you know, right? You were in Amsterdam, right? So like, I don't know how Dutch is. I think it's close to German. So like, you can kind of figure your way through it.
A little bit.
But when you have to read it or just listen, like getting on the trains, like we almost got on the wrong trains, going the wrong way, like going to the match and everything. But it was fun. And like, I don't know, like, right? I was only there for a few days. So like the first day we were there, it was really nice. We had like a cook. Like a chef come out to the house.
Nice.
And we were like 40 minutes south of Munich. So like you could see the Swiss Alps from my from the Airbnb.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were in like a little village and then there was a town like 5 minutes away. Wolfrathausen. So like
one more time.
Wolfrathausen.
Dude, that sounds sick.
It took me days to learn it. So like Saturday, we got up and we drove over to Dachau, right? Which is one of the former concentration camps, which is super serious. It was the home of the SS. Like, whoa. Dachau's like, they'll never escape that name. And like, it's very, I wouldn't even say sad, just emotional. Like, I've been to like Civil War battlefields and stuff. Like, going to a former concentration camp is completely different. And I think, frankly, if you get the chance, go do it. Like, it'll really change. You'll realize how quickly that happened in a country like that, and like how it started with like political prisoners and this and that. And it's intense, to say the least.
Yeah, I bet.
So we do that Saturday morning, and then we drove into Munich and went to the world famous Hofbrauhaus, which is like the most famous beer hall like in the world, maybe.
Wow.
Now, unfortunately, though, it's also Tampa Bay's like official bar. So, I mean, Matt, you know me, right? And all right, look, full disclosure.
I was envisioning like the ray of light like beaming down on it as you're walking up, like this golden moment, and it's just decked out in red.
It's all, dude,
God damn it.
Or Bucks fans. And I mean, this is their official bar. So, I mean, they're all in there. They're like handing out stuff. Like, and this, like, you've seen the videos of like Oktoberfest. It's just a normal Saturday there. Like, it is so crowded in that place. They're like the waiters are running by with like just liters of beer and stuff.
Whoa.
So, also, though, our buddy Ron, right, from Belfast, like,
okay,
he was going to the game. So, like, I was like, all right, I got to meet up with him at some point on Saturday. So we had done Dachau, which is super intense. Now we're at the Hofbrauhaus. We like order some beers. I have like, and you know, I'm so fired up, but I have like half a beer, right? I've been traveling. Matt, I had to drop a heater in the Hofbrauhaus.
Dude, legendary. That's awesome.
Right? So, I mean, like, because we get in there and you know, like, I want to start drinking beer and having fun, right? But you know when you're just fighting it and you're like, I'm like, I keep looking at everybody. Goes, anybody else hot? And they're like, it's a little warm. You okay? And I'm like, you know, just like that dew on your forehead when you got to, like, I got to go get this done. But then, like, I start BSing with some people. Either way, it's one of the most famous beer halls in the world. You can imagine the toilets had a lot of piss on them. Oh, but I'm like, God, screw it. I got to clean this off and just get this done.
That's hilarious.
Right. So then I get back and I am ready, raring to go. Like, you can order off the menu, but then there's literally just a woman that walks around selling giant pretzels. So like, we order some pretzels.
Whoa.
Right. Dude, I know. And not even that, Matt, the crappy little mustard that's on your table and like a little squeezable package was awesome. So Ron's like, dude, I'll come meet you. And, yeah, he met us there, and like we start BSing with some Germans there. And the Germans, the Germans love tackle football. Like, it was a massive deal to have that game there, and it was the biggest ticket request they'd ever had in the history of that stadium. And Bayern Munich's one of the biggest clubs, like soccer clubs, in the world.
Yeah.
So they're all like, how did you guys get these tickets and this and that? It's like, this and that. So like, we hang out there Saturday night. We went to like a fancy place in Munich. Was probably the nicest dinner I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Oh, like, one of the dishes was a lobster curry with coconut rice and like a truffle foam inside a coconut shell. Like, it was unbelievable, dude. So, right?
I mean, wild.
It was crazy. So then, we're trying to decide what we want to do Sunday, right? Like, I'm kind of anxious because I want to go down to the stadium and start, you know, hanging out with Seahawks fans. But, you know, like, Miles and Thriller with us. And to Miles' credit, he was like, why don't we go into the little town and get, like, breakfast or something? So, like, all right. So, how should I phrase this? Let's just say Thrill was hurting a little bit Sunday morning, right? So, we realized, like, we're like, all right, we could take the train. We're the last stop in Bavaria. Wolfrathausen. Like, we go into this restaurant, and Matt, it is nice. And they're like, you have reservation? We're like, no. Like, we just want to get lunch or, you know, brunch or whatever. And they're like, okay. So, like, one dude who does not speak very much English, like, sits us down, and he goes, and I'm in my Seahawks, like, gear. Like Ken and Donnie are in their gear, and he's like, Seahawks. I'm like, Seahawks. And then he's like, I'm a Ravens fan. And I go, oh, you're a Ravens fan, huh? And he goes, yes, Ray Lewis, best wide receiver ever. I was like, what? No. Maybe the best linebacker ever. And he kind of looks at me. So here comes Thrill. He is hurting. And he like slinks over to the table. And I go, hey, this guy's a big Ravens fan. And the dude, Matt, like loses it. And he's like, you're Ravens. And Thrill, he's like, yeah, man, like I'm a Ravens fan. And he's like, beer. He doesn't take any of our orders. He just brings Thrill a liter of beer. And he's like, it's like, I pay for this. And we're like, all right. He's like, none for Seahawks. And then he starts bringing him schnapps and stuff. Matt, he is dead serious. He's like, none for Seahawks. Just for Ravens. And Miles is like, I'm a Ravens fan. He's like, yeah, whatever. He like brought him over like a little appetizer, some type of little crisp. And like where I'm sitting, I could see this dude. He's like the bar manager and he is eyeballing us. So somebody at the table leans and when he sits him down, he goes, not for Seahawks, only Ravens. So somebody's like, hey, Thurl, can I try one? And he's like, sure. And I go, hey, man, that dude is watching us like a hawk. Here he comes. And he picked him up and walked him back over to Thurl and is like, not for Seahawks. It was unbelievable. I mean, by the end, he was like laughing and stuff. Like he keeps looking at me. I'm like, no, we're cool. But it was wild. So Saturday night was probably the best meal I've ever had in my life. But Sunday, I got a Wiener Schnitzel, like potatoes, salad. Turns out I'm into pickled beets.
Ooh,
they show up everywhere.
Those are good.
Yeah. So like then our waiter is like, oh, I like you Seahawks people. And he's giving us shots of Jägermeister. But it's Sunday. We've been having a good time. Everybody else is like painfully getting through them. But like it's Seahawks Sunday. I'm pumped. Like, let's get it.
So then, let's go, boys.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Then we take the train down to the stadium. We almost got lost, but some American just piped in and was like, you're on the right side. And I was like, thanks, dude. Get to the game. It's wild, dude. I mean, it is sold out. Our section, we were close to like the Tampa bench. So the Tampa fans were American. But all the Seahawks fans, every time I talked to them, they were all German.
And really? Like,
oh, yeah. So like even in the fancy restaurant on Saturday, this couple started talking to me. And the guy was like, yeah, like I grew up in Germany. You know, he's like, I'm just tired of our football, like soccer. He's like, I just prefer your football. And he's like, I stay up at night so I can watch fantasy football or check my fantasy football team. And I'm like, no kidding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then the stadium was awesome. It's also Europe, so they just treat you more like an adult. Like after the game, I just walked out with a beer. Like they don't care.
Nice.
The Seahawks looked kind of crappy in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, the game analysis, I wasn't really looking forward to as much as, you know, the experience as a whole. I watched the game.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of weird, too, is like, they really like football, but then they love sing-alongs. Like, I don't know if you could see on the air, like when they played Country Roads, that stadium erupted.
Yeah.
And they all know the lyrics to Country Roads. So like the two dudes in front of us, they were like, Jimmy Buffett. And I'm like, well, it's John Denver. Like you're close. And then I go, why do you guys know this song? And they're like, in Bavaria, this is a very famous drinking song. I was like, huh, all right. Which, I mean, I hate West Virginia, but like even there, when they started playing it, I started singing it too. Like, if you ever lived, like, you know, I grew up in Maryland, so I know all those lyrics. And I was like, all right, like, I don't know. It was just kind of, it was wild, dude. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah. I saw Bruce Irvin was really digging that moment.
Yeah. Well, because, right, him and Gino are West Virginia guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He was soaking that up.
Yeah. And I tried to explain to the dudes in front of us that Miles was from West Virginia and played football there. But like, those are the kind of things they didn't really get.
Yeah.
they don't even fathom. They're just like, they sing it, but you know what I mean? They like, they don't know all the states and everything. They're just like, yeah, all right. It's a very famous song. So yeah, funny. Germany was great. And every time I travel out of the country, I'm like, I've got to travel more.
Yeah. How strong was the beer there compared to your usual Coors Light, Miller Light, palate?
So here's the deal is that like they have purity laws on their beers. So like they can't use the same, like there's some bad chemicals we use in our beers to make them last longer.
Really?
Like in Germany, they can't do that, right? To make them last in the cans. So it's not that the beer is any heavier, but it's cleaner. So like you can drink a bunch of them, like you'll get drunk, but you don't feel nearly as bad the next day.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's why when you see those beer halls, like people sitting there all day drinking that beer and like, and you kind of like you're eating pretzels or bratwurst. So you're kind of eating and drinking the whole time. But like I was talking to a dude that was Austrian and he was like, yeah, it's like, I'm not as proud of it. But he's like, I had 17 beers yesterday. And he's like, look at me. I'm fine. And I was like, you do look fine. And he's like, yeah, in America, you put all this crap in your beer. And I was like, oh, yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. And then also like beer, like so the taxes in Germany are super high, right? Like using an ATM fees are high, but like just buying beers or whatever was relatively cheap. So it's like, yeah, like they have universal health care and I think the taxes are through the roof. But like, I mean, we went to the grocery store and bought a bottle of Jack Daniels. It was like $14.
Wow.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, I bet it costs me $17, $20 for a fifth of Jack.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, that was kind of different. And then most of the like bars you go to, like they just have a sign like on the wall of like what beer they serve there. Okay. And then they get it from that brewery and they got to serve it within like 2 or 3 months.
Whoa. And it's just like one beer for a while at the same place.
Oh, they have like houses. It's like houses, right? Yeah. So like in that town we were in, like the brunch place didn't have one, but like the other bar we went by just had like a Löwenbräu sign. And it's like, right, they serve Löwenbräu there.
Like that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no you don't see like, you can get like a Radler or like other stuff, but I mean, it's pretty much just like German beers.
Everybody's drinking the same beer in that beer hall.
Yeah, either like the light or the dark one.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you know me, I didn't waste a lot of time. It's just like, yeah, the leader of beer, like send one over.
Dude, that's both those things are just mind blowing to me. The purity laws and the idea that the bar is just like light or dark.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not like here where you go to a bar and there's like, right. Like I was at Flatstick Pub on Sunday for like the awards banquet. There's 30 some beers on tap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Seattle's notorious for that. But, you know, just America in general, you know, everywhere else is caught on. But yeah, I mean, what's the famous one? Yard House. We have one of those down here. They got so many beers on tap.
They do. You know what's funny? Yard House, for like such a giant chain with that many beers, like they actually do a good job. Like I have a buddy who's like a serious kind of dude, doesn't drink or anything. And every time he travels, he's like, actually, I really like the Yard House. They have some really good food.
Dude, I had some great service there at the location down here last time. God, I can't remember the guy's name. But like, yeah, Tyler was uncomfortable with how excited I'd get when he came over by the end of the meal. Here it comes. This is going to be awesome.
Well, it was also kind of funny, too, is like there's a couple of people on the trip that I hadn't hung out with before. And like we're having brunch and like I go to the bathroom and then it's like 10 minutes. I come back to the table and they're like, did you make a friend? And I was like, yeah, I did. Like, not in the bathroom, but like I went outside to take a picture of the town and started BSing with a dude. And they're like, well, who is he? I was like, he's a fisherman, rides a motorcycle, doesn't like Harleys, likes BMW bikes. And they're like, you don't even speak German. Like, how did you get all that out of somebody? And I'm like, I don't know, man. He's a nice dude. We were just sitting out looking at firewood on this idyllic river.
Dude, that's wow. And I like that you were like full on, you know, at the game, at the most, you know, famous beer house in the world, and then but also got out to stay in the village, you know, and like get away from you know, the like get into small town Germany for a bit too.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. Like, I don't like you, this town we were in, or right, like you don't just stumble upon it. So like when we went in there, I was like, oh, they don't see a ton of Americans, I bet, in this town.
That's where their English really got tested.
Right, because that was the one waiter was like, I speak better English, like I'll help you guys, because they were just like, and like the one guy just kept going, Ravens. Like, all right, fella, calm down.
That's so funny, dude.
Oh man. Let's see, sticking with traveling, I will say this is kind of ironic because Cobb's not here tonight, so the team he sponsors won my league.
They did,
but I wasn't on it.
You are not on that team.
No, my dude. Team lost in the semifinals, and I completely fucked up. I should have tied it up, Matt. Beautiful. I'm streaking down the middle of the field. Center it. Great pass from a guy on my team. Splits two defenders, and I completely whiffed on it, and it just popped over my foot, and I was like, mother.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's like, don't sweat it, man. It's pub league. I go, I know, but it is going to bug me for 3 months till we start playing again.
Well, there's a point where I was really hoping that it would either be you winning the championship, not as Cobb's team, or Cobb winning the championship without you, without him even realizing that you weren't on the team that he was still sponsoring. Like, but then you were like, how many teams are in the league?
Four.
Or like, yeah, dude, there's a 50% chance of one of those two things happening.
I'm telling you, dude, it was like, I mean, it was right there. I was just like, come on, Ted, you're better than that.
Oh man.
And I had been on fire this year, like, because I missed a bunch of weeks, right, with like my dad passing and like just other stuff, like going to Germany. But every week I went and played, I was scoring at least one goal. And I was just like, I can't believe I missed that ball. Oh,
man, it's all right. Fuel to the fire, you know?
Right? All right, we got Thanksgiving coming up this week. I mean, we could talk about turkey, stuffing, all the good stuff, like the pies.
I put Tyler on a pumpkin cheesecake instead of a pumpkin pie this year. How do you feel about that?
I feel like that's a great move.
Okay.
Also, the QFC, you know what they're selling now, Matt?
No.
So, like, you can always get, like, pre-made pies at QFC. They're fine. Mm-hmm. But this one is half pumpkin, half pecan.
No.
Yes. I know. I was like, should I just buy? And I'm like, no, I'm not buying a pie. Just have sitting around the house. But I was like, that's ingenious.
That's so funny. It sounds like it's, I heard that. I was like, I mean, that's made exactly for Ted. Like, yeah. Indecisive stoner. Like, no, that's family gatherings where, like, maybe there's just a couple kids and one likes pecan, one likes pumpkin. Like, they definitely had a different demo in mind, but just looking at an indecisive stoner that loves all varieties of pie, I was like, yeah, there's the market right there.
Right. That's, and dude, it was like this was last Friday. So, I mean, it's Friday morning, right? Like, I just left the gym. Right? It's not like I'm stoned or anything. I'm just like, this is genius. I should get one. Not only that. And then also they have candy canes now that are full of miniatures of Fireball. Uh-huh. So, I mean, if it had been Saturday afternoon, I would have bought in both of them. But I was like, it's Friday morning. Like, control yourself. You don't need a candy cane full of Fireball and a half pumpkin, half pecan pie.
I know, but those are, I mean, that's wild that both the Murder QFC has some impulse buys for your boy. What?
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, literally, those candy canes of Fireball were right at the checkout. And it was, I was like, I mean, let's just, it's cost efficient. $20 for this? Like, that's just good thinking.
Festive and like a bargain. Wow. Who would I be to pass that up?
Right. I mean, I almost feel dumb I passed it up.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're probably sold out by now, actually.
All right. So you got the pumpkin cheesecake. Where do you rank stuff? Like, turkey can be good if it's good. Like, yeah. I'm making shrimp this year. I still feel like stuffing and mashed potatoes really dominate.
Okay. I've given stuffing so much. It's funny. I feel like I've liked stuffing basically since we started this cast. Stuffing had a big turn in my Thanksgiving rankings. It's awesome. I guess it was a couple years before we started it, but I didn't always like it. But lately, it's like, yeah, the stuffing's great, but the crescent rolls and the green bean casserole and the stuffing all right by each other in the same section of the plate is my favorite section of the plate.
Yeah. I mean, sweet potatoes or yams are pretty hard to beat up. And honestly, the house I go to, one of the women that shows up there, she hand makes rolls. And they are, I think it's Brenda, and they are the best rolls. Like, generally, I'm not too big on like the rolls or whatever, but I'm like, these are great. And you're right, crescent rolls are an easy win.
Dude, with the marshmallows in them?
Wait, on the crescent rolls?
Yeah, you can put marshmallows in them and cinnamon.
Ooh, all right. I didn't know about that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think my mom might have been the one that started that, or someone else in my family growing up. That was always how we had them. Marshmallows, and I think cinnamon.
Have you ever had the ones around Easter? Like my buddy's mom, she's a big Christian. She would make them. They're called resurrection rolls. But same kind of thing. Like, it's like a roll you're going to bake, but you put a big marshmallow in it. And then when they're done, the marshmallow is like melted into the roll, but it's empty, like the cave was, because it's Easter. Jesus is out of the cave. he's risen. they are delicious.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, I haven't heard that term, resurrection roll.
Yeah, because as you're describing that crescent roll, it's like, that sounds a little bit like the resurrection roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, I'm trying to think, the marshmallows aren't like super noticeable by the time it's all said and done, but between them and the cinnamon, you know, it's gooey and nice in there.
Yeah. I would also, I always take this time, I didn't do it on the Megacast. I think I might have done it last week, but I'd also remind people, like, look, you know what? Thursday's Thanksgiving. It's a holiday weekend. Like, you're not going to, you know, like, I don't know. Just have fun. Enjoy yourself. Right? Like, if you eat a little too much, you'll be okay. I just know people that are like, oh, I've been super good this year and this and that. I'm like, yeah, I know, but like, it's a holiday. I don't know any fitness person that doesn't enjoy themselves on a holiday or vacation. Like, don't overthink it. And like, look, yeah, sure, the Brussels are great. Were they cooked in bacon fat? Yes.
Good.
should we enjoy them? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you worked with me, but a while ago, like my last few nutrition clients that I've worked with, I mean, I've gone a little bit even harder in the direction of like the stress that you stressing over nutrition is worse than most of the food out there that you could stress out about, which is most of it. If you follow anyone on a certain YouTube channel, like you could find a YouTube channel to terrify you of all the foods and stress you out to the point. But like, yeah, just enjoy yourself, especially on Thanksgiving. Like, I don't know. It's just such a classic thing. I think there's, you know, it's just a fun American tradition that like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, it's definitely like, yeah, not the time to be thinking about fitness and nutrition. As a guy who lives and breathes fitness, I spent 16 hours at a high level anatomy seminar this weekend for fun. On my weekend, and I loved every second of it, Ted. I sat in the front row in my psychedelic sweats and just, I didn't even bring a notepad, but I just wanted to listen. It's just all in there. I love fitness and nutrition. Have a good Thanksgiving. Don't trust me. Just, no. Don't stress. Have fun.
Well, if you haven't been doing stuff, like, well, like Thanksgiving one day is not going to ruin all your progress, and also like if you hadn't been doing anything, then like I don't know, it's still Thanksgiving, like it's okay. Yeah. Just there's no reason, like, look, you're probably getting together with family, some friends, who knows, like there's enough stresses around it, like the whole point is to eat a meal and And listen, we could sit here all day and talk about Thanksgiving and how it started, this and that. But like, look, at the end of the day, it's a holiday where you get together, you're going to eat some food, enjoy some company, like just enjoy it.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to like push us back on this, listeners that can't, like, I would just say you could instead start Black Friday resolutions. Just get out in front of the New Year's crowd and just roll with that and have a great Thanksgiving. If you really want to, you know, be a hero in these next couple days on the fitness and nutrition front, that would be my advice. Don't sacrifice your Thanksgiving for this stuff.
Yeah, I'm a traditional Friday morning after Thanksgiving cardio guy. I remember right. once being in the gym. It's like me and one other dude. And he's like, what do you got planned today? I was like, oh, I'm going to eat a bunch more. I'm just trying to break a sweat. I go, I'm kind of faking it. I'm barely doing much on this treadmill. And he's like, yeah, same. He goes, I just want to break a sweat. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm sweating gravy.
Dude, yeah, you're helping your digestive process by getting out there and getting some walks, getting some steps in out there. You know, between all the madness, for sure. But that's actually, like, I was thinking of that as like, no, I think that would help you eat more later in the day, Ted. I think that's a smart strategy for enjoying leftovers. Like, if you were just laying around all morning in a food coma still after sleeping.
Yeah. I will say, full disclosure, though, years... Now, this, I can't remember how long ago. This probably was 15 years ago. But I definitely went to a Thanksgiving. It might have been longer. Might have been, either way. Like, I had just really gotten into smoking weed. And, like, we smoked so much and ate so much food. That was one of those times I got home and I was like, this isn't even comfortable. You're just laying in your bed just like, oh, why did I eat so much?
Yeah.
So, I've been on both sides of it.
Yeah. But it's usually the dessert that does me in on those. Like...
Yeah, and I'm a weirdo because, like, usually Thanksgiving night, I'll have like a piece of pie. My issue is more like Friday, the Friday after, like sandwiches. And then it's like, hey, break out that pie.
Yeah. Well, my thing is like the pumpkin pie and the amount of whipped cream that I'll put on, which doesn't have a lot of calories, but like it's not the best thing to have the amount that I will have on slices of pumpkin pie. If I have multiple slices of pumpkin pie and then apple pie with ice cream, like, it's just like, I just, yeah, I mean, ideally, most of the time, there's more space between my dinner and dessert, but, you know, it's just all kind of a blur on Thanksgiving. But I definitely feel like that sugar rush at the end is always the thing that does me in.
Well, the other one I love, too, is people are like, yeah, it's the tryptophan and the turkey that makes you tired and this and that. It's like, nah, it's just that you ate a giant meal at 3 p.m. Like, I don't like you just, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't generally hunker down on a meal that big at 3. Like, of course you want to take a nap. I'll blame the tryptophan. And it's like, listen, Betty, I've seen you drink 5 glasses of red wine too, but it's the tryptophan.
Yeah. Gets me all tired and loopy.
Right? The tryptophan is crazy, man. All right, let's take a little break here, and then we'll be back with What's Maddening. All right. Thank you to all our sponsors there, and happy Thanksgiving, folks. Since, again, we don't have a Cobb, just a kind of quick little Matt and Ted podcast tonight, talking about the holidays. Let's check in with What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Check out What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's
Maddening? Check out with What's
Maddening. Yeah, I guess. Wow. Yeah, he usually bookends both sides of this thing, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. The man's right. Traveling.
Yeah. No.
Full disclosure, last week we didn't have a podcast. That was my fault. My internet in my house was all messed up.
Last week was our scheduled bye.
Was it? All right. It was the week before.
The week
then.
Before was a technical difficulty.
Okay.
And yeah. But yeah, that was, you know, hey, international travels for the Seahawks. I love it. This week with the bye week, like I mentioned, I went out to Costa Mesa, and spent 16 hours in a gym listening to this awesome guy talk about anatomy, mobility, joint health, mechanoreceptors. It was pretty wild stuff. That was, you know, something I've had recommended to me a lot over the years. A lot of people I really respect in the industry swear by it for joint longevity and mobility and upkeep, prehab, rehab, all sorts of, you know, awesome applications of some pretty simple stuff. But like, it's a deep dive to walk away with those simple action steps for your clients. And so, you know, there's just a lot of nuance to why something so simple works so well. And so, but then I was watching one of the videos. There's also like 12 hours of video content that I'm still working my way through. And it's just, it's insane, but it was a lot of fun. Like, I would say it flew by faster than any other continuing education thing I've done. And like, I didn't want it to end. Usually at the end of the 2 days, I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, I just want to sleep. I was like, dude, come on. We could do another day.
Trust me. I know those things. I've been sitting there before and I'm like, I just want to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. I was pretty excited for lunch the second day. That was the most I wanted to get out of there. And he took questions and someone, like, we were almost out of there and then someone raised their hand for a two-parter.
Oh, I was going to say, and like, that's a fitness crowd. Like, that's a crowd that enjoys their lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. The presenter had a word or two about getting, we're ready for lunch, dude. Make it quick. Oh, actually, it's two parts. Dude. So funny. So yeah, it was cool. Costa Mesa's right by Newport Beach, you know. And so yeah, it's just a, you know, Orange County. I didn't actually go down to the beach. I was too busy, but it was still fun to get out there. Coastal. It's just a different vibe than desert out here. Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night. One of my friends that I've talked a little bit on this podcast about when I went to that school in Montana. That was like,
yeah,
super wild. It was like a very interesting place. Paris Hilton made a documentary about that gets referenced in, all about like these crazy ass schools that existed back in the day. But they've been shut down because of lawsuits. But the guy that did my intake there, like the day I showed up and was just like petrified and confused, like, he was the guy that was like, welcome. Yeah. You fucked up. Like, it's the most one of a kind, unique bond for two bros to share. And we've kept in touch, you know, MySpace back in the day and then Facebook, like just a little bit here and there. But then we got to meet up for the first time since, yeah, probably last saw each other, I was 18. So half my life ago.
Damn.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it was super fun. Like, he's a great guy. You know, we both come a long way. He was in the Marines, worked his way up to the recon.
Nice.
And yeah, it was just, he's just kind of a
tip of the spear.
Yeah. He's a trainer now. And, you know, yeah, it's just a cool dude. So, yeah, we just kind of geeked out on fitness, talked about back in the day, because it's such a wild thing that, like, it's just not very relatable. Like, not very many people had that kind of an experience. And, like, we have pretty positive perspectives on it. Like, not everybody that went there does. So,
no.
It's tough to find someone that went through it in the first place. And then, like, also with the same mindset about it as me. Oh boy, we took a narrow segment and made it even smaller. So yeah, it was really cool to connect with him. I was really excited about it. And yeah, we just broke down over some Mediterranean food. And so we don't have a great Mediterranean spot here in town. There's one in downtown Palm Springs that we'll go to, but they have a bunch of good stuff. I don't just get a gyro there. So I had Euro for lunch and for dinner that day.
Dude, I just the building we work in, they like redid the lobby and everything, so they had like a like lunch and stuff, and there's a place down in Georgetown called Ciudad.
Okay.
It's all Mexican, right? Just means city.
Yeah.
But same thing, man. Like falafel, like whatever that cheese is that they like grill and stuff. I was like, this is awesome. I'm like, I gotta go down to this restaurant.
Ciudad, also, like a Mexican place serving falafel?
Well, Ciudad is just Spanish for city, right?
Spanish. Okay, so it's more so Mediterranean.
This is, right, it's Mediterranean. It's kind of, okay. That's what I'm saying. It's like falafel, like, I forget what that cheese is. It's not paneer is Indian, but like, it was really, and some of the food, I didn't even know what it was. I was like, oh, I'll try this. And I was like, this is awesome. I'm also an idiot. I thought it was Indian food. And people were like, this is not Indian food, dude.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm just exploring.
Right. I'm like, yeah, go get some of that Indian food. And they're like, yeah, that is not. I was like, yeah, I usually just get, you know, chicken or whatever. But like, I'm really experienced. And they're like, yeah, because you're eating Mediterranean, dude. Like, that's not Indian.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm, when you come back up, we'll go to that place because I'm with you. Like Mediterranean food overall to me is a home run.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, so let's see, I'm trying to think, we've been off a couple weeks. I went on a couple little day trips with Tyler to some little mountain towns around here, check out some fall colors, places that you would really like, Ted. I could see one of them had a bunch of orchards,
nice,
and pumpkin patches, but they all had like places to hang out and drink. Like most people were just kind of hanging out there drinking, you know, and we were like, well, we don't need a bunch of pumpkins and apples, like for sure. It's just the two of us. So like, you know, we walked around a little bit and then it's like, well, we don't drink. So, you know, we'd get some food, we'd like hit the vape pen and walk around a little bit and kind of go to the next place. And it's like, that's Ted will lose a whole afternoon right there.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Was going to say, like, Bavaria is like that, like, it's all gourds and everything. But like, yeah, same thing. Like, just, you're right. Like hanging out in the bar, like drinking all day or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, one of them was called Oak Glen. The other one's called Idlewild. I talked about that place before.
Nice.
Yeah, Idlewild's a lot of fun. So yeah, we went back up there and yeah. So been busy on the weekends, three weekends, I think, since I talked to you last, three different road trips.
I know it is weird. You're like three road trips. Like I was in Bavaria. Like we've been busy.
Yeah. Cobb's traveling, but we had to get one back in because that, you know, it was the bye week, but you know, we're back out here and yeah, it's great to see you. And it's good to, you know, Cobb's mystique works for him and it's good to let people miss him. Like,
oh dude, Cobb's mystique's like his sister started playing in my league. Right.
Yeah.
So I was, Sunday night, I'm talking to her and she's like, yeah, I think he's getting back into town like Monday or Tuesday. And she's like, yeah, I don't even know. I'm his sister. And I go, yeah, I'm one of his best friends. I'm not positive either.
We have a podcast scheduled, but we'll see.
All right. Well, yeah, we're not going to do a Cobb topic or emails and everything. But yeah, like Matt and I were saying earlier, just like enjoy Thanksgiving, man. If there's somebody at the Thanksgiving table that you don't like and they try to get you in an argument, just ignore them. Let them say their statement. You're not going to win that argument over a Thanksgiving table.
Yeah. You know what? There's that Nicole Westbrook song that I always plug every year, produced by the same guy that did Friday, but this one's way better than Friday by Rebecca Black. But it's like, it's a banger, you know, like if you want a polarizing topic, like I think it's a great song year round. Just like it's fantastic. My girlfriend disagrees. Right. That's our Thanksgiving argument every year. We don't talk about politics. So her name's Nicole Westbrook. The song is called It's Thanksgiving, and I highly recommend it.
Nice. And the USA is playing England at 11 a.m. West Coast time the Friday after Thanksgiving. Then you'll have the Apple Cup on Saturday. Of course, the classic Maryland Rutgers matchup that everybody looks forward to.
Dude,
so it's just a great weekend.
You totally could have gotten that pie in hindsight.
Trust me, there's a chance
I might buy lineup.
I might buy one tomorrow and just bring it with me. Like, you didn't have to bring pies. Like, I just travel with half a pecan and half a pumpkin pie for this all 4 days. You never know when you're going to need one. Oh, man, that's too good. All right. Well, there you go. There's a little Thanksgiving podcast. We'll be back next week, where I'm sure we'll talk more about eating about Thanksgiving and then ramping up for the Christmas season.
The old holidays.
All right. For MCTP, I'm the Ted Smith, is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.